This is Hoosier Ag Today's Friday podcast on the 7th of March, 2025. I'm Andy Eubank, joined today by Eric Pfeiffer and C.J. Miller with the news. The Hat Podcast, made possible by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. They're online at ffbt.com. In the news, 1 million Hoosiers face hunger. What's being done about it? We also have an update on the Corporate Transparency Act that includes a major shift in the focus. Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin's forecast says varying weather conditions this weekend before a big warm-up next week. And the Thursday ag markets strong. Two sessions in a row of recovery. We'll have analysis with Brian Basting on the Hat Friday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at FFBT.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Equal opportunity lender. Member FDIC.
Tackling food insecurity in Indiana and the latest on the Corporate Transparency Act. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today.
People probably don't realize how big of an issue this is in the state. There's actually 1 million Hoosiers that face hunger.
And about 300,000 of those are children. That's Heidi Spahn, Global Corporate and Community Investment Leader for Corteva. She's been spearheading the effort to bring together stakeholders across the food value chain in Indiana to help address food insecurity across the state. That'll happen on March 20th with the Indiana Hunger Summit. Great presentations and activities will take place throughout the day at the Indiana State Fairgrounds, including a keynote from Claire Babineau-Fontenot, CEO of Feeding America.
Claire has an amazing personal background, history, and is just been really impressed with the work she's done there. She was just actually named one of the Time Women of the Year. And so excited to have Claire join us for that keynote address and a Q&A session. Martha Hoover is another keynote speaker for us. For those in Central Indiana, probably know Martha through her restaurant, Patachou, and the Patachou Foundation and the work that she's been able to do to address food insecurity here in Central Indiana.
Also speaking at the Hunger Summit will be Hoosier farmer and former ambassador to the United Nations for Food and Agriculture, Kip Thom. He'll discuss why food security is national security. Spahn says farmers are an essential piece of this puzzle to help feeding Indiana's hungry through donations, but also
farmers do have at some point some waste, especially when you talk about produce, whether it's off-spec or surplus. And how can we make sure that that's not left in the field as food waste, that can get into the hands of people that need it?
Hoosier Ag Today is involved in the event as well. Heidi and I invite you to join us on March 20th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds in the Purdue Extension Building for the Indiana Hunger Summit.
If we can all come together, we can be better in helping tackle this challenge. Our registration deadline is Monday, March 10th. So encourage people to register sooner rather than later.
You can hear more details regarding the event in our full interview with Heidi at HoosierAgToday.com. You can also find a link to register there as well. You've probably heard about the chaos and confusion regarding the Corporate Transparency Act, which would have put many farmers and small business owners in jail for failing to comply. C.J. Miller reports how that all may soon be ending.
The Treasury Department announced that they will not require any domestic company or its beneficial owners to file their information with the federal government.
That's Dustin Shearer, Director of Government Affairs for American Farm Bureau. The Corporate Transparency Act, which was passed by Congress back in 2021, required farmers and small business owners to provide their personal information to the U.S. Treasury Department and their Financial Crimes Network, or FinCEN for short. Now, they're no longer going to fine or penalize American farmers and small business owners. Instead, the Trump administration is crafting an interim final rule that will focus on foreign companies. Shearer says the rule has faced opposition on a number of different levels.
Right now, it's facing something like at least 10 different lawsuits all over the country.
Unfortunately, there are still questions about what happens to all the personal data from all the farmers and small business owners who had already filed with FinCEN.
We don't know yet. That's certainly, I think, the next question that my organization and many others that have sent a lot of these letters are going to ask is, we very much appreciate the relief, but what happens to all those people who were just trying to be responsible and filed that information? I'm sure they'd like it back.
Senator Tommy Tuberville and Congressman Warren Davidson of Ohio have both written bills that would repeal the Corporate Transparency Act altogether. I'm C.J. Miller.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is the Indiana Farm Forecast from Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank for Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. A lot of variation across Indiana today. Precipitation will have already started in northern and central Indiana, and while rainfall will be the experience all day near the Indianapolis metro, to the north, there will be snowfall this morning. The northern portions of the state will see temperatures get into the mid-30s by noon, and rainfall will begin then too. During the evening, this evening, we'll get to lows in the upper 20s, and snow will return, as well as the system bringing rain showers to the above freezing southern Indiana. Rainfall totals are expected to be near a tenth of an inch over the day in central Indiana, closer to a third in the north. The weekend gets us a break from the showers. Tomorrow has average highs and sunny skies during the daytime. Then begins the big warm-up starting on Sunday with highs in the 50s and more sunshine. Monday, we get into the 60s. Tuesday, it's all the way up into the 70s. That hot air coming up from the south won't be very moist either, so expect it to feel dry. Tuesday evening, clouds return, but highs in the 60s remain throughout the week with light showers Wednesday and storms on Sunday. I'm Andy Eubank, Hoosier Ag Today.
Every piece of equipment tells a story. The combine that helped build a family farm. The excavator that shaped communities. These aren't just machines. They're chapters in someone's journey. At Purple Wave Auction, we understand that selling your equipment means trusting us with your legacy. And when you're buying, you're not just getting a machine, you're becoming part of this continuing story. From farm to farm, job site to job site, we help write the next chapter. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
Back on the high side in corn, beans, and wheat, this is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Thursday Market Review. Final numbers coming up. We'll begin with thoughts about what happened during the trading session. I got those from Brian Basting, Advanced Trading. Day two of some recovery in corn, soybeans, and wheat, and it was a pretty impressive move, although corn, beans, and wheat do finish off of the highs, Brian, but getting back, clawing back some of those losses from previous sessions.
Well, thanks for having me, Andy. It has been a clawing back, if you will, as you said. Tremendous losses throughout most of the week, obviously at the tail end of last week, too, with concern primarily surrounding the impact of the tariffs as the new administration settles in here, as it were, and looks to establish tariffs or remove tariffs, whatever the case may be. The market does not like uncertainty, Andy, and we've had tremendous liquidation. It varies on who you talk to, and we'll get an update from the CFTC on Friday. But I believe it was somewhere around 70 or 80,000 contracts of corn, for example, have been liquidated by the managed money funds. Since the high was made there a couple weeks ago. So we'll see what the CFTC tells us tomorrow. But as you said, we are seeing a bit of a rebound here, probably some short covering on this recent news today, I believe, from the administration that not all the tariffs are going to apply to Mexico, at least not under those with I believe it was the U.S. MCA agreement. So just maybe a relief there, at least temporarily, enough to fuel some short covering here. Maybe a little end user buying at these lower levels. Hard to believe, Andy, but it's been about 70 cents off the high, more than that, a few cents more than that, off the high for May corn futures, for example. So we'll see if it can sustain itself. I guess we got a weekend ahead of us here too, and a lot of uncertainty about that, what that will hold too. So we'll see what the market can do. But from a producer standpoint, most definitely nice to see the market can rebound here.
Brian, as you look at the rebound in corn and soybeans, either of those markets impress you more than the other?
I guess given the context of the Brazilian crop or the size of that crop, Andy, maybe a bit of a surprise on the volume of the beans are up nearly 25 cents today. As you said earlier, backing off from the highs. But I would say maybe of the two, the size of the bean rally, fundamentally speaking, both impressive, obviously, after these recent declines here. But I think going forward, we're still looking at a bean market that's going to struggle upstream, if you will, against that Brazilian supply.
Export sales report out first thing in the morning, and in corn, soybeans, and wheat, the number was within the range of trade estimates, higher end of the range for corn. So that's a positive, although not earth-shattering.
It is a positive. We'll get the USDA's latest take, Andy, on Tuesday, March 11th, when they come out with their monthly supply-demand report. They'll provide an update, of course, on exports as well as carry out for this 24-25 crop year. Our bias is still a bit higher than what the USDA is at in terms of their estimate for 24-25. I believe they're at 2.450 billion bushels. We just continue to see really good demand from a variety of sources. Obviously, we can't keep up these sales levels. They're going to tail off as the spring and summer proceeds here. And that's going to be directly tied, Andy, to the size of the Argentina crop, which is going to be harvested here very soon, March, April, and May. And the other thing will be a big wild card, Andy, will be the Brazilian crop, which is planted down. And March and April are going to be the critical months, growing months, in terms of the 25 crop here. So for the time being, I'd say that the export market remains very firm. I think we're going to be looking at some good liftings here for the next month or two, very solid liftings of corn. Beans was respectable, not an earth-shattering number. I just think the market is looking at transition, if you will, to Brazilian supply as you get into March and especially April and May. We're going to be seeing maybe some spot business here and there, but I don't think that there's going to be any substantial business with the size of the Brazilian crop. So we're looking at the transitioning away from our window of opportunity on beans. I don't think there's going to be much change at the bean number on Tuesday, maybe 10 or 25 million bushels one way or another. But I think we're going to move forward then, Andy, and start to look forward to the end of the month with the March prospective planning report and the grain stocks report on March 31st. Two different reports.
Brian Basting, Advanced Trading. Brian's number is 309-664-2314. This segment is powered by Purple Wave Auction. Purple Wave makes buying and selling used ag equipment easy. For information, visit purplewave.com. On the Hat Thursday Market Review, final numbers, May corn 464. It picks up 8.25. July goes 7.5 cents higher, 470.75. Over in beans, 10.27.25 on the May contract, a gain of 15.5. July up 14.5, 10.39.5. And May wheat settles at 5.54, up 5.75. Meats mixed, April live cattle down 27 cents, 196.27. And April lean hogs, 86.65, up $1.95. I'm Andy Eubank with the Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.